This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The U.S. lawmakers formally accused President Trump of misconduct and obstruction based on what they say is a months-long effort by the president to use the powers of his office to solicit foreign interference on behalf of the 2020 election. Get more from AP Sagar Magani.
Over 300 pages, the report makes the case that the president pushed a foreign government to help him win re-election and that obstructed Congress's investigation.
The result of a president who believes that he is beyond indictment, beyond impeachment, beyond any form of accountability, and indeed above the law.
While the impeachment process has sharply divided the nation, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says this should worry all Americans.
This is about whether the American people have a right to expect that the President of the United States is going to act in their interests, with their security in mind, and not for some illicit personal or political reason.
Hours earlier in London, the President called the probe a waste of time and dismissed Schiff as a deranged maniac.
I think he's a very sick man.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill that amends an existing law on media outlets deemed foreign agents that critics say is used to muzzle dissent, limit news plurality, and discourage the free exchange of ideas. The new law gives the authorities the power to label reporters who work for organizations officially listed as foreign agents themselves. The label will be applied to individuals who collaborate with foreign media outlets and receive financial or other material support from them. Violators of the new regulations could have their websites blocked. Russia passed the original foreign agent law, which requires all NGOs receiving foreign funding to register, in 2012, following the biggest wave of anti-government protests since